KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Witch may sound like a generic horror flick that's opening too late or too early for Halloween, but this phenomenal debut feature by Robert Eggers has a very special style and tone, and its horror flows from the deepest wellsprings of human nature. The setting is colonial New England in 1630. That's more than six decades before the first Salem witch trials. A fanatically religious farmer named William, he's played by Ralph Ineson, has transplanted his wife and five children from the north of England. Now he moves his family once again from the safety of a plantation to a remote wilderness next to a forest after he's threatened with banishment by the church. We will conquer this wilderness, William insists, it will not consume us. But wilderness isn't the only adversary. What threatens to consume him is an obsession with sin, born of fear and guilt, and the farmer visits his obsession on his loved ones like a spiritual plague. Exterior events heighten the family's fear and shake their faith, but William is the author of a homegrown terror that prompts the family to see the oldest child, a beautiful innocent named Thomason, as a witch and the source of their misfortunes. Thomason is played by Anya Taylor-Joy, and her performance is absolutely breathtaking. The story's psychodynamics may be familiar, but Robert Eggers makes them seem newly discovered with the intensity of his writing and direction. The Witch won't tickle your scary bone like commercial horror flicks try to do. It's serious to a fault and unusually demanding in its language and Yorkshire accents. See it at the risk of your equanimity, but see it as the auspicious beginning of a filmmaking career. Jesse Owens was a peerless athlete. He won four gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, where Chancellor Adolf Hitler was supposedly appalled by the notion of an American Negro dominating an event that was meant to be a showcase for Aryan supremacy. The 1936 Olympic Games were the zenith of Owens' life. He failed to capitalize on his fame after coming back from Berlin to a racist society in America, then found himself out of sympathy with the new militancy of young African Americans. It's understandable that the filmmakers responsible for the new biopic Race would have wanted to concentrate on his triumphs rather than his decline. For all its inherent drama, though, this earnest film lacks the spark of life. That's not to say the crowds don't cheer wildly as Jesse keeps racking up wins, or that Stephen James, the appealing young actor who plays him, doesn't give his impassioned all to the role. Time and again, though, the film suffers from the heavy hand of the director, Stephen Hopkins, and the ineptitude of the script. It's a saga of unquenchable spirit and fast-twitch muscles that's shot in slow-twitch style. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.